愿大家平安。
May peace be to all of you.
今天晚上跟大家来学习圣灵的工作。
And tonight I would like to share with you the acts of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传这个本来是在记载使徒传福音的传记。
And so the book of Acts records the apostles preaching the gospel.
但是使徒行传也可以说是圣灵工作的一个历史的记载。
But it also records the history of the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们还记得圣经曾经说我们是与神同工的。
And if we remember, it is recorded in the Bible that we work with God.
所以使徒行传我们可以看到是使徒在工作，在传福音。
So in the book of Acts, you can see the apostles are working and preaching the gospel.
但是也是神在工作。
But it is also the work of God.
主耶稣升天以前曾经告诉门徒。
Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told his disciples.
就是我们做圣工之前要先祈求圣灵。
And that is before we do holy work, we should first ask for the Holy Spirit.
所以这为什么我们在教会里面得圣灵是承担圣工一个条件。
And that is why it is a requirement for us to do holy work that we have received the Holy Spirit.
我们看第一章的第八节。
If we turn to Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
这个第八节的下半句主耶稣吩咐门徒要去传福音。
And the latter portion of the verse, Jesus told his disciples to preach the gospel.
就是从耶路撒冷最近开始一直到最远地极。
And that is to start from the closest place, which is Jerusalem, to the furthest, which is the ends of the earth.
但是在传福音之前要先得圣灵。
But before they were to go out to preach, they had to first receive the Holy Spirit.
并且从圣灵得着能力。
And from the Holy Spirit, they would receive power.
也就是说，这些门徒能够有神的同在，有在神的同工之下来传福音。
That is to say that the disciples would have the abidance of God and have the work of God working with them in preaching the gospel.
所以我们今天教会要发展使徒教会使徒行传就是一个模范。
And so for our church to expand today, we can look at the church during the time of Acts as a model.
如果我们看到大家很认真做圣工，但是圣灵没有在当中运行带领，我们就发现做得很忙，但是没有什么果效。
If we see a lot of people being very busy and doing holy work, but the Holy Spirit is not working with them, then there will not be any effect.
或者说我们安排很多的活动，但是没有圣灵在带领，我们发现这个活动也到最后也没有办法达到传福音的目的。
And we may also organize a lot of events, but if the Holy Spirit is not guiding, then we do not reach our purpose of preaching the gospel.
这常常不是说活动不好，或者说做工不好，这都是好的。
That is not to say that the event is not good or the work is not good. These are both good.
而是说，我们一个最大的前提就是要有圣灵充满在带领，那我们所做的才会有果效。
But rather, it is that we must first have the guidance and fullness of the Holy Spirit, so our work would have an effect.
所以当我们在计划圣工的时候，要怎么计划来得到圣灵的充满跟圣灵的带领，这是一样重要，而且常常是更重要的。
So when we are planning holy work, it is as important or even more important to plan how we can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣才告诉门徒说要等候，一直到你们得圣灵、得能力，然后才去传福音。
And that is why Jesus told his disciples to wait until they received the Holy Spirit and to wait until they received power before they went out to preach.
那我们从使徒行传来看，这个圣灵的工作有几点很重要的。
And so from the book of Acts, we can see that there are many important works of the Holy Spirit.
第一个就是圣灵给我们权柄能力来传福音。
First is that the Holy Spirit gives us power and authority to preach the gospel.
我们来看第二章。
Let us turn to chapter 2.
37节。
Verse
37. 第二章37节。
Chapter 2, verse 37.
众人听见这个话，觉得扎心，就对比喻跟吃土的使徒说，我们应当怎么行。
Verse 37, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do?
这里在讲彼得证道的结果。
This is the result of Peter's preaching.
大家觉得扎心。
All of them were cut to the heart.
圣经告诉我们神的道是两刃的利剑。
And so, the Bible tells us that the word of God is a double-edged sword.
但特别说这是圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
And here it says it is the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God.
也就是有圣灵的充满同在，这个神的话就像一把剑，人的心才能够扎得进去。
That is to say, when there is the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then the word of God is like a sword, and it can cut through people's hearts.
那在第二章里面，保罗证道说，你们所钉死的耶稣，他们已经复活了，他已经复活。
And so in Acts chapter 2, Peter said that the Christ that you crucified, he has already resurrected.
所以这些人有一些其实本来心是很硬的。
So some of the people there, their hearts were hardened.
但是因为圣灵的运行，神的话就能够打到他们的心。
But because of the work of the Holy Spirit, the word of God was able to cut their hearts.
所以他们就愿意接受耶稣。
So they were willing to accept Jesus.
我们今天要传福音确实是不简单。
For us today, it is not easy to preach the gospel.
人的心是很硬的。
Because the hearts of men are very hard.
所以更让我们觉得说有时候不晓得怎么做。
So sometimes we do not know what to do.
那也更让我们从教圣经的学习说我们要祷告被圣灵充满。
And so from the Bible, we can learn that we must pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那如果我们整个教会被圣灵充满我们在灵恩布道会当中我们的讯息将是非常有力量。
So if the whole church is filled with the Holy Spirit, then our message during spiritual convocation would be very powerful.
就有那个权柄能够感动每一个听的人。
It will have the power and authority to move the hearts of all who hear.
所以我们在传福音的不是人的口才。
So when we are preaching, it is not dependent on the eloquency of men.
是在神的权柄。
But rather on the power of God.
这第一个给他们权柄来传福音。
So first it gave them the power to preach the gospel.
我们再看第四章的三十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 31.
第四章三十一节，祷告完，聚会的地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Verse 31, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
这个地方说他们祷告到被圣灵充满。
Here it says that they prayed until they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
结果就放胆讲论神的道。
And then they spoke the word of God boldly.
有时候我们要做见证常常就会觉得没有那个胆量要怎么讲。
Sometimes you feel that we do not have the courage to testify.
想要跟自己的同事要邻居甚至自己的家人要讲都没有胆量。
We do not have courage to even talk to our co-workers, our neighbors, or our family members.
我们看主耶稣被钉十字架的时候彼得三次否认他。
And we know that when Jesus Christ was crucified, Peter denied him three times.
原因就是他怕死。
Because he was afraid of death.
而且他逃走。
And he fled.
但是五旬节以后。
But after the Pentecost,
彼得被圣灵充满。
Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit.
其实那些逼迫耶稣的人还在旁边呢。
Even though the people who persecuted Jesus were still close by.
但是他已经不害怕。
But he was no longer afraid.
他不但可以敢出来，而且他敢出来传福音。
He was brave enough to come out and preach the gospel.
所以这里祷告特别讲祷告到聚会的地方震动。
So here it records that they prayed until the place they were meeting was shaken.
然后他们被圣灵充满。
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后就放胆讲神的道，没有害怕，放胆讲。
And spoke the word of God boldly without fear.
所以有时候我们要见证都是没有觉得有点羞耻或者没有那个胆量。
And so sometimes when we want to go preach, we do not have the courage to do so.
那是因为我们没有被圣灵充满。
And that is because we are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们被圣灵充满，我们就不会觉得羞耻，我们就会很有胆量跟人做见证。
If we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we will have the courage to preach and we will not feel ashamed.
甚至遇到逼迫也不怕。
And even if we are persecuted, we will still not fear.
所以我们看这个第四章的13节。
So if you look in chapter 4, verse 13,
他们见彼得、约翰的胆量。 又看出他们是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。Verse
13, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
所以特别说他们是一个很普通的人。Here
it emphasizes that they were ordinary men.
但是就是很有胆量，什么都不怕。But
they had the courage and they were not afraid of anything.
他就很稀奇，这个一定是跟过耶稣的。
So they were astonished, and they said these men had followed Jesus.
那今天主耶稣升天了。
Today Jesus has ascended to heaven.
我们怎么去跟他？
So how do we follow him?
就是当我们被圣灵充满。
That is when we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们有胆量为他传福音。
When we have the courage to preach.
这个就是在跟主耶稣的脚踪了。
This is to follow in the footsteps of Christ.
所以我们在开拓的工作上。 Pioneer work.
So when we're doing pioneer work,
不论去非洲, 或者去, 印度,
whether it is going to Africa or India,
其实刚开始都很多的困难,
in the beginning there are many difficulties,
而且相当危险,
and it is very dangerous.
不但有疾病的危险,
not only is there the danger of diseases,
也有假弟兄的危险,
but there's also false brothers,
对, 还有逼迫的危险,
and the danger of persecution.
但是当一个人被圣灵充满的时候就不会怕。
But when one is filled with the Holy Spirit, then you will no longer fear.
那如果没有被圣灵充满，有时候开拓区也不敢去。
If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, then you will be afraid to go to these pioneer areas.
所以有的人哪里都敢去，就是开拓区他不敢去。
Some people, they can go anywhere, but they are afraid to go to these pioneer areas.
这确实是有它的危险。
Because there is a danger there.
所以神赐给我们圣灵，就是要让我们给我们胆量。
So God gave us the Holy Spirit so that we would have courage.
那第三个就是给我们有这个权柄来一并赶鬼。
And third, it gives us the authority to heal sicknesses and cast out the devil.
在第四章，他们祷告到聚会的地方震动以后。
In chapter 4, when they were praying and the place was shaken.
33节，使徒大有能力见证耶稣复活。
In verse 33, the apostles were filled with power and testified about the resurrection of Christ.
然后众人都蒙大恩。
And the grace was upon all of them.
为什么大家可以蒙大恩？
So why was the grace upon them all?
因为有神的权柄能力，神迹其实可以显明。
Because the power and authority of God was there, so there could be miracles.
祷告便可以得医治，困难可以得解决，魔鬼可以赶出去。
So they were able to cast out demons, and their sicknesses were able to be healed.
那这样啊，大家都蒙大恩。So
all of them were received grace.
这是一个我们教会发展呢，差不多是一个非常重要的有效的方法。And
this is a very effective way for our church to also grow.
就是有很多人到走投没路走，没有路走的时候。That
is when people come to a dead end.
他就来寻找神。
They will come and see God.
来到我们教会,
they will come to church.
祷告,
pray.
结果困难就解决了,
and afterwards, their difficulties will be solved.
有的病得医治,
some of them were healed of their sicknesses, and others, the demons were cast out.
所以我们在教会里面啊, 归入信主的, 这是, 常常是最多的一种人。
And so in our church, those who are called and belong to Christ, these are the majority.
就是在教会里面体会到神的恩典，神迹奇事的显明。
And these are the people who have experienced the grace of God.
那其实在现在时代里面，虽然科技医药很发达，但是还是有很多的事情，人没有办法解决。
In this day and age, even though technology is very advanced, there are still a lot of things that man cannot solve.
但是如果来教会祷告，神的能力显明，他就会信。
But if they are able to come to church and the power of God is manifested, then they will believe.
有一个青年呢，他到北美来。
There was a youth who came to North America.
后来他有忧郁症。
And later on, he had depression.
他去看一个心理医生。
So he went to a psychiatrist.
心理医生啊，跟他讲，你这个很难医啊。
And the psychiatrist told him that this is very hard to cure.
但是有一个路可以走。
But there is a way.
你去信耶稣就会好。
That is to believe in Christ and you will be healed.
他也不晓得要去哪里，他都没有听过啊，他也不晓得去找哪里找教会。
He had never heard of this, so he didn't know where to go to look for a church.
就翻那个电话簿，就翻到我们教会。
So he went to look in the phone book and he found our church.
就打电话到我们教会来。
And he called our church.
后来就来慕道。
And later on, he became a true seeker.
慕道祷告不多久以后，他那个忧郁症就越来越好。
And after a while, true seeking and praying, then his depression became better.
那以后他洗礼完了，那个病都全部都好了。
And after he was baptized, he was completely healed.
他家人也受洗了。
And his family also came to believe and were baptized.
像这一种在世界上啊，没有办法解决的问题哦，其实神无所不能。
So the problems that we cannot solve in this world, God, there is nothing that He cannot do.
所以为什么我们要祷告到被圣灵充满
？So why do we need to pray until we are filled with the Holy Spirit？
因为在我们教会有权柄、有能力啊，人来到教会能感觉到神的能力、神的权柄，有体验了啊，他就知道有神，而且神就在这里。
Because in our church there is power and authority, so when we pray there is also power and authority, and those who come they will feel this and come and believe.
不然的话。我们来教会听的，但是没有体验，就很难使一个人信服。
And it is hard for one to be blessed if they come and hear, but they do not and unable to experience this.
但是如果有体验，他就不得不信，因为他本身的体验。
But if they are able to experience it, then they have to believe because this is their own experience.
所以我们在看初代的圣工非常的发达，因为我们初代真的，有时候聚会讲道也没有这么长。其他很多时间都是在祷告。
So we know that the early church work it grew very quickly because the sermon was not as long and they actually spent a lot of time in prayer.
甚至我们如果回想啊，七零年代在我们故乡的教会，聚会前好多人来祷告，聚会完还是有人到祷告室，祷告完才回去。
And so if we think back to the 70s, back then they prayed before service and after service they would still continue to pray.
所以因为这个教会很注重祷告，神的灵充满了，所以我们就发现很多的见证，很多神迹奇事。
And because this church emphasizes on prayer, then we are filled with the Holy Spirit and we see a lot of miracles.
这个是圣经的记载，这也是我们教会本身的体验。
This is recorded in the Bible and it is also an experience of our own church.
但是现在就是我们需要把这个祷告的精神再恢复起来。
And today we need to revive this this type of attitude in prayer.
那神的灵是没有改变的。
The spirit of God does not change.
他的能力是没有改变的。
His power does not change.
改变是我们的祷告的态度。
Rather, what has changed is our attitude in prayer.
所以这个祷告的态度能够再加强，再回到跟使徒教会和初代的教会一样，那神的恩典能力、神迹奇事的显明是一样的。
If we are able to change our attitude towards prayer and be like the apostles during the apostolic times, then there will be power and authority in this church.
所以圣灵的工作就是给我们能力。
So the work of the Holy Spirit is to give us power.
有这个权柄讲道医病赶鬼神迹奇事的显明。
To give us this authority to heal sicknesses and to drive out demons.
我们看看马可十六章。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可十六章的15-16节
Mark 16 verse 16
信而受洗必然得救不信的必被定罪17节
17
信的人必有神迹随着就是奉我的名赶鬼说新方言18节
18
手能拿蛇若和什么毒物也不受害手按病人就好了这里在讲信会得救
Here it says that if you believe you will be saved
但是这个是在灵界里面发生了看不见肉体看不见
But this is happening in the spiritual realm and we cannot see it in the physical realm
但是十七节就是看得见
But what is seen is in verse 17
信的人有神迹奇事随着
These signs will accompany those who believe.
医病赶鬼说信方言。
Driving out demons, speaking in new tongues.
那这个信有神迹其实随着是怎么来的？
And so how do you, where does this, these signs that accompany those who believe come from?
就是借着圣灵的权柄能力降下来产生的。
And it comes from the power and authority of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
第二个，使徒时代圣灵的工作就是在带领引导他的工人。
And the second work of the Holy Spirit is that it guides the workers.
因为神对他的工作有他的计划。
Because God has a plan for his work.
那神就是借着圣灵来带领。
And so through the Holy Spirit, he guides his work.
那有时候这个圣灵的带领是出乎人的想象。
And so sometimes the guidance of the Holy Spirit, is over the expectations of men.
我们看第八章。
If we turn to Acts chapter 8.
这个第八章讲腓力往撒玛利亚去传福音。
In chapter 8, it says that Philip went to Samaria to preach.
结果神迹奇事显明，有很多人受洗。
And there were a lot of miraculous signs, and many were baptized.
但是我们看二十六节。
But in verse 26.
第八章的二十六节。
Chapter 8, verse 26.
主的使者对腓力说：“起来，往南走，从耶路撒冷下去加撒的路上，那是旷野。”结果圣灵就叫他去特别二十九节，圣灵对腓力说：“你去贴近那个车子。”
So in verses 26 and 29, we can see that the angel of the Lord told him to go towards the chariot.
叫他去旷野，然后去贴近那个太监的车子。
So told him to go to the desert and then to go close to the chariot.
就是因为神要拣选这个太监。
And that is because God wanted to save this eunuch.
所以圣灵就带领他到旷野去找到那个太监。
So the Holy Spirit led him into the desert to find this eunuch.
所以有时候我们祷告神要拣选的人，有时候神就自己带他来，这个我们教会都发生过。
So when we pray, sometimes God will lead his own people that he wants to choose to the church.
那有时候是神会带领我们的信徒去遇到神要拣选的。
Or God may lead our own believers to encounter those that he wants to choose.
所以如果我们很迫切的祷告，你就发现很奇妙圣灵在工作，很多事情你没有想到一直在发生。
And so when we pray very earnestly, then we will see that a lot of things that we did not expect will happen.
因为神在工作。
Because God is working.
所以我们想不到的一直在发生。
So the things that we cannot think of are happening.
所以这个腓力信耶稣是没有人想过的。
So Philip coming to believe in Christ, this is something that no one had thought of.
那这个腓力是安提阿伯，现在伊索比亚的一个太监。
And so Philip was a eunuch, and he was an Ethiopian.
所以他可以讲伊索比亚的第一个种子。
And so you can say that he was the first seed of from Ethiopia.
我们常常发现，在开拓一个地区，最重要是你找得到第一个种子是好的，以后工作很好做。
So we realize that when we are trying to start in a new place, you need the first seed, and after that, the work can be done more easily.
那常常第一个种子要找到最难。
And often it is finding that first seed that is very difficult.
如果这个突破了，整个圣工都突破了。
If you are able to break through this, then you are able to break through in other work too.
如果我们算一算，非洲每一个国家圣工突破都是圣灵带领。
And so if we think of Africa, every time there was a breakthrough in holy work, this was through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以当时在拣选腓力这个圣灵的工作，其实今天也是在我们教会里面在运行。
And so the work of the Holy Spirit in choosing Philip, this is also the work of the Holy Spirit in our church today.
所以我们地方教会如果很努力祷告，神也会带领我们。
So for our local churches, if we are able to pray, then God will also guide us.
那就我们找到去遇到或者神亲自带领他要拣选的人。
And then we will go and find or we may encounter those that God wants to choose.
那到第十章神要拣选哥尼流。
And in chapter 10, we know that God wanted to choose and save Cornelius.
这个也是很奇妙。
And this is also very miraculous.
彼得祷告的时候神显异象给他看。
When Peter was praying, he saw a vision.
说不洁净的可以宰来吃。
And he said that you can kill and eat that which is unclean.
后来就有人来敲他的门。
And then there was someone who came knocking at his door.
那圣灵就对他说，在十九节说有三个人来找你。
And the Holy Spirit told Peter that there are three men looking for you.
那你下去跟他同去。
Go downstairs and go with them.
原来哥尼流在祷告的时候，神也告诉他，叫他去找彼得。
So when Cornelius was praying, the Holy Spirit also told him to go find Peter.
所以这个两个得到神的启示，这样合起来，福音就传到外邦。
And so both of them received a revelation from God, and when you join these together, then the gospel is preached to the Gentiles.
所以圣灵会引导我们做圣工的人。
So the Holy Spirit will guide those to do the work of God.
这是一种非常奇妙的体验。
And this is a miraculous experience.
那到了十六章。
So when we look in chapter 16.
我们看这个使徒行传的十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
那十六章就在想圣灵怎么带领他们到欧洲传道。
And so in chapter 16, it talks about how the Holy Spirit guided them to Europe to preach.
第六节说他们本来要在亚细亚讲道。
And in verse 2, it said that... in verse 6, it said that originally they had wanted to preach in...
亚细亚。十六章第六节。
Phrygia.
那圣灵就禁止他们。
But the Holy Spirit stopped them.
到第七节。
In verse 7.
他们要往庇推尼去。
They are going towards Bithynia.
那耶稣的灵不许。
But the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to.
那他们就到第八节特罗亚去。
And so in verse 8, they went to Troas.
然后就看到异象。
And then they saw a vision.
说马提族人叫他过去。
And that there is a man from Macedonia telling him to go there.
结果他去就找到吕底亚。
And so when he went there, he found Lydia.
结果神就带领他到河边找到吕底亚。
And so God guided them to the sea to find Lydia.
这个就是腓立比教会第一个种子。
And this was the first seed at the church of Philippi.
所以欧洲的教会的圣工就开展起来。
And so the holy work in Europe, that's how it started.
所以《使徒行传》这个神在带领他的工人怎么去找到他所要拣选的人，这个是很清楚的。
So we can see very clearly how the Holy Spirit guided the workers during the apostolic times to where he wanted, where his chosen people were.
那我们现在其实也是很清楚。
And for us today, it is also very clear.
所以我们需要努力的祷告求神在带领我们来找到他要拣选的人。
So we must put effort in prayer to ask God to guide us to those he wants to choose.
神一定在我们教会的地区有他要拣选的人。
God has, will definitely have those around our local church that he wants to choose.
我们迫切祷告，神就会让我们找到他们。
And if we pray very earnestly, then God will allow us to find them.
所以这是圣灵的工作，引导他的工人找到他要拣选的。
So this is the work of the Holy Spirit in guiding the workers to those he wants to choose.
好，让我们看《使徒行传》十五章。
If we look in Acts chapter 15,
圣灵是给我们智慧。
The Holy Spirit gives us wisdom.
智慧能够明白道理。
And this wisdom is to understand the word of God.
而且有智慧能够来认识一个人。
And this wisdom is to know a person.
我们来看使徒行传的十五章。
Let us look at Acts chapter 15.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
这节就常常我们很熟悉的圣灵跟我们定义。这里说圣灵跟使徒他们一起决定。
It said that the Holy Spirit and the apostles, they came to a conclusion.
他们在十五章对真理看法不一样。
In chapter 15, they had different points of views on the truth.
有的说外邦人信耶稣不需要受割礼，有的说要受割礼。
Some said that the Gentiles who believed did not need to receive circumcision, and others said they did.
有的甚至讲没有割礼不能得救。
And others said that if they were not circumcised, they could not receive salvation.
那这个教会有关于得救的道理，如果看法不一样，这个教会会分裂的。
And the church will divide if there is different points of view on salvation.
两方意见都很强。
And both sides are very strong in their opinions.
但是感谢主，他们在讨论的过程，圣灵在运行。
But thank God, while they were discussing, the work of the Holy Spirit was working amongst them.
结果讨论到结论就出来了。
And so after they had a conclusion,
就是根据圣经还有神的带领，外邦人不需要受割礼。
That is, according to the Bible and the guidance of God, the Gentiles did not need to be circumcised.
所以有时候我们教会遇到一些事情，我们真的不晓得怎么处理。
So sometimes our church encounters situations and we do not know the solution.
但是主的灵是智慧的灵。
But the Spirit of God is a spirit of wisdom.
那个以赛亚书说，主耶稣是奇妙的策士。
And,
a wonderful counselor.
And Isaiah says that, the Spirit of God is a wonderful counselor.
就是每一个很困难的情况下，神都知道要怎么来解决。
And that is to say that in every difficulty, God has a solution.
那这个神怎么带领我们？就是当我们祷告被圣灵充满，神就会感动我们，给我们那个智慧，想出一个方法来解决。
So how does God guide us? He guides us when we are praying. He will give us the wisdom to think of a solution.
所以有时候我们常常在开 NCC 会议，常常发现，如果很认真祷告，进食祷告，很多问题看起来很困难，很容易解决。
So we have experienced that during NCC meetings, if there is a difficulty, and we are able to pray, then it is solved very easily.
但是如果没有祷告，只是想说靠人的头脑来想出什么办法，发现很多问题讨论很长，没有结论。
But if we do not rely on prayer, but rather on the wisdom of men, then there will be a lot of discussions with no conclusions.
所以一个教会如果常常祷告，你会发现这个教会到最后很同心，因为圣灵的带领之下，我们想法会一样，神给我们有那个智慧。
So we see that in a church that prays a lot, they will be very united because God will give them wisdom.
所以为什么说工人需要被圣灵充满？
That is why we say that the workers of God need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这样就有属灵的智慧来明白神的旨意，在神的旨意之下，我们大家能够同心。
Then they will have the wisdom from the Holy Spirit to understand the will of God, and then we will be united in heart.
不然的话，每一个人都有自己的背景、自己的经验、自己的想法。你教会你要怎么去同心？
Whereas, how can we be united if all of us have our own opinions, our own backgrounds, and our own thoughts?
所以神是给我们这个圣灵非常宝贵，给我们属灵的智慧。
So God gave us this Holy Spirit that is very precious because it gives us spiritual wisdom.
好，我们再来看第五章，《使徒行传》第五章。
Let us look at Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传》第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
第五章的第四节。
Chapter 5 verse 4.
田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既然卖，银钱不是你做主吗？你怎么起这个意念呢？你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神。这个地方在讲亚拿尼亚。
Here talks about Ananias.
彼得被圣灵充满。
Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit.
就说你是在欺哄神。
And he said, you are lying to God.
然后第九节。
Verse 9.
彼得说你为什么同心试探神的灵呢？
Peter said to her, how could you agree to test the Spirit of the Lord?
其实亚拿尼亚他把一份钱留下来，谁知道？谁都不知道。
If Ananias had kept a portion of that money for himself, no one would know.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
所以神就感动彼得，就把这个事情就讲出来。
So God touched Peter so that he revealed this.
就是要把这个教会洁净，让这个教会没有罪。
And this allowed the church to be pure and holy without sin.
因为当时教会里面呢，真的神很清楚的同在，所以罪不能存在。
Because during that time, it was very clear that God was with the church, and so there could not be sin in the church.
所以有时候我们祷告祷告，有时候神就会感动让每个信徒对自己的罪能够看得很清楚。大家自己能够悔改，那这个教会变圣洁，圣工就发展。
So sometimes when we pray, God will touch us that all of us will be able to see very clearly our own sins, and then this church can be very pure.
不然的话，我们在私生活当中，我们在做什么，谁知道？谁都不知道。
Whereas in our private lives, who would know what we do?
但是如果我们大家私生活没有圣洁，这个教会合起来，神就不会同在。
But if we are not holy in our private lives, then together as a church, we cannot be pure.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
所以圣灵的工作就是要感动我们，洁净我们。
So the work of the Holy Spirit is to move us and to cleanse us and purify us.
最后一个,
Last.
圣灵要改变我们教会。
Last, the Holy Spirit will change our church.
我们现在看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章的第四节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 4.
他们都被圣灵充满。 这讲使徒教会都被圣灵充满。
Here it says that the church in the apostolic times were filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这个被圣灵充满带给教会什么改变呢?
And so what does this fullness of the Holy Spirit bring about in the church?
除了刚刚我们提到教会很有能力,
and before we mentioned that the church was very filled with power,
圣灵在带领他自己的工作,
and the Holy Spirit was guiding their work.
也是给我们属灵的智慧来解决困难,
and gave them wisdom to solve difficult situations.
还有一点就是改变了当时的教会。
And there's another point that it transformed the church.
怎么改变?
How did it change it?
44节,
in verse 44.
新的人都在一处凡物共用, 45节。
45?
并且卖了田产家业照着个人所需用的分给个人。 这个是什么? 爱心。
This is love.
就是没有私心的爱心。
And this is an unbiased love.
没有保留的爱心。
And this is love that does not hold back.
这个就是主耶稣的爱。
So this is the love of Christ.
所以罗马书说, 圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
So in Romans it says that the Holy Spirit pours the love of God upon us.
当一个人被神的爱充满的时候, 这个人就改变了。
When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, then they will be changed.
被神的爱充满, 他的私心就没有了。
When they are filled with the love of God, they will be changed and they will no longer have any bias.
所以如果不是从圣灵充满来，我们没有办法让一个人有爱心，怎么会呢？怎么做呢？
Without the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then we cannot make one filled with love.
但是如果大家被圣灵充满，改变是很简单的。
But if everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit, then this change is very easy.
因为神的爱充满我们，我们的感觉就会跟主耶稣一样。
Because if we are filled with the love of God, then we will have the same feelings as God.
因为那个爱在我们里面。
Because the love of God is in us.
我们对一个人的看法感觉会跟主耶稣一样，因为神的爱在我们里面。
We will see a person like Christ because the love of God is within us.
所以要改变让整个教会充满着爱，只有一条路可以走，大家祷告，被圣灵充满。
So to change a church so that all of us are filled with the love of God, there is only one way, which is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那如果没有用这一条路，我们道理查考再深，爱原文是什么，哥林多前书13章怎么背，效果都不是很清楚的。
So even if we want to, even if we study what love is and the characteristics of love recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, if we do not pray, then we will not be able to exemplify this type of love.
圣灵把爱浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit pours the love of God in our hearts.
那就觉得神很爱我。
And you will feel that God loves us very much.
如果神很爱我,
if God loves us a lot,
我要爱神就不困难了。
Then it is not difficult for us to love God.
因为那个爱在里面感动我们。
Because the love within will touch us.
这个就是圣灵的工作。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要为着教会不断祷告。
So we must continue to pray for the church.
因为使徒教会其实就是今天的真教会。
Because the apostolic church is the true church today.
我们得了圣灵没有改变。
And if we receive the Holy Spirit and do not change.
如果我们跟使徒教会这样祷告，我们的教会也会成长。
If we are able to be and to pray like the church during the apostolic times, then our church will also transform.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
Holy Spirit, 第几首？
What number?
358, huh?
358. Holy Spirit, pray. Sunshine.
三个多礼拜就有灵恩布道会。
In 3 weeks, we will have our ESSC.
请我们重视祷告的重要。
I hope that we could all put emphasis in prayer.
因为我们得的圣灵确实是大有能力的。
Because the Holy Spirit we have received is powerful.
所以每天为灵恩布道会来祷告。
So let us pray every day for our upcoming spiritual convocation.
每个礼拜六的早上10点钟，我们有祷告会。
Every Saturday at 10 o'clock, we have our prayer session.
我请大家尽量拨空来参加，用这个方法来预备我们的灵恩布道会。
We hope that everyone can take the time to attend and in this way prepare for our spiritual convocation.
我们最后为着灵恩布道会，我们一起祷告15分钟。
Lastly, we will pray for 15 minutes for our spiritual convocation.
一起来祈祷。
Let us pray in one accord.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, 奉主耶稣圣名。Amen.